The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Cardinal Monsignor, recorded May 24, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
This is Prabhupada's first visit to Rome, to Italy.
Oh, yeah. He will stay some days here.
You have visited India?
Oh, I have been many times, yeah. In India, see.
You have been to Vrindavan?
No, I have been to Varanasi, to Calcutta, to Bombay, Agra, Darjeeling, and many other places, in Nepal too.
My birthplace is in Calcutta.
Yeah, very nice. New Delhi, same. And Monsignor too. He has visited a lot of places, eh?
In South India.
In Kerala?
Kerala. Tiruchirappalli.
I haven't been there.
Kochi. Madras. Bombay, of course. Yes, last year I attended a kind of manifestation of your movement in Bombay.
Ah.
Yes, I visited.
Bombay, there was function.
Yes.
At that time you were there.
In January.
Across Maida.
Yes.
Across Maida.
Yes.
That was that festival. The Bhagavad Dharma discussion. We have festival program in India.
Yes.
We've had one in Bombay, Calcutta.
Yes.
Delhi, and for 1 week.
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada has spoken many times. Every night there's been thousands of people, 10,000 people.
Yes. And just last year, about the 20th of January, it was this week of festivals, of discussions, of preaching, sermons, many manifestations. Many people attended, and I too visited this. Yes, it was.
In Calcutta also we had such function. 30,000 people were coming for daily.
Would you be so kind to say to us something about your movement which is spread in the world?
Our movement is that is first class religious system which teaches how to love God.
Yeah.
This is the sum and substance of our movement. There is a Sanskrit statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai punsham paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaje ahituki apratihata jayatma sampasidati. If you want to be happy, then you must take to the superior type of religious system which teaches the followers how to love God without any motive and which is never checked by any material condition. God's name is given here as Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond experimental knowledge. God has got many names according to different situation. And one of the names for the materialistic person, Adhokhaja. Akhaja means experimental knowledge. Akha means eyes or senses, beyond sense perception. So, we cannot speculate about God. But we can understand about God from authorities. This is the conception of Bhagavad Dharma. So, human life is especially meant for understanding God. That is the version of the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta philosophy. The Vedanta philosophy teaches Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Now this human form of body, which is above the lower grades of forms, there are 8,400,000 forms of body. The soul is transmigrating, evolution. But when we get this human form of body, our main business is to inquire about God. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Now, if somebody inquires what is God, the immediate reply is, God is the soul, original source of everything. Janmadasya Gata. So, the human form of life is meant for understanding God, and according to our philosophy, if human body is not utilized for understanding God, then it is misuse. If we simply spoil our life, like the animals, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defending, then the human life is spoiled like animals. The real necessity of human life is to understand God, not only to understand God superficially, but to understand our eternal relationship with Him, and then praise on the ultimate goal of life is to go back to home, back to Godhead. That is ultimate goal. And if you simply try to understand God, as we get it from the revealed scriptures, then after giving up this body, tapta deham, deham means this body. After this death, there are many deaths in many bodies, but after this death, tapta deham, punarjanmanaiti, he does not enter again into the material body, in his original spiritual body. He goes back to home, back to God. So, this is some substance of our Krishna consciousness movement, and we have got many Vedic literatures about it, especially the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we have published Bhagavad Gita as it is. The publisher is Messrs. Macmillan and Company, and we are selling. It has already gone 5th edition, and each edition they have published 50,000 copies. And this is the preliminary study book to understand God. And then when one is past of this knowledge, then he can begin the Srimad Bhagavatam, which have published like this, 60 volumes, all original verses from Bhagavatam and explained. Then this is graduate study. Then after this is postgraduate studies, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. This book is in 12 volumes, and other book, Bhagavatam, 60 volumes. There are many other corollaries, just like Science of Devotion,
Have you got this book?
No.
Nectar of Devotion. So we have already published about 2 dozen books of this nature. So people are accepting, especially in the Western countries. Recently we have received report, some of the learned scholar professors, they have ordered all the books, they have introduced in the class, Yale University, Temple University, and they are enlisting my books in the bibliography of Indian philosophy, and then distributing to the learned circles. Last year we have sold
4 million
pieces of books in the Western countries. So you are encouraged. And these boys, young boys, they are encouraged me by joining this conference. And one priest in Boston, he issued one pamphlet that these boys are our boys. How is that? Before that they did not come to church, they did not inquire what is God. And now why they are mad after God? This was his remark. And some of the American public, they inquire from them, are you Americans? So this movement is getting ground all over the world, Krishna consciousness movement. And among the higher scholarly section also, this is some and some stance of our movement. Mm-hmm. Our principle is to become sinless, because in the Bhagavad Gita you'll find this verse. Find out. Jisham antagatam papam janana punya karmana te dandamaha nirmutta bhajante maam virabhrata. Jisham, why he is saying, a person who is completely free from all sinful contamination, such person can become a pure devotee of God. Jesam antagatam papam jananam panna karvana te dandamahanim. Ready?
Jesam antagatam papam jananam punya karvanam te dvandva moha niramukta bhajanti mandrindha vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are free from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously, and have conquered sinful reactions can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees who can deliver one from delusion. As it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality, nor to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination.
So, we forbid our students to refrain from four sinful activities. No illicit sexual act, no meat eating, and no intoxication, up to drinking tea, coffee, or smoking. They are also intoxicants. And no gambling. These four principles, they avoid completely. And as it is recommended in this book, Manmana Bhagamad Bhakta Madhya Jivan Namaskuru. Always think of me, Manmana. Just become my devotee. Just offer your obeisances unto me and just worship me. Four principles. If you follow these four principles without any offense, then you go back to home. So for remembering God, we chant always God's name in these beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And we worship. This is also chant.
This is Japa.
Japa.
It's from Tibet.
Tibet.
Yes. That's a gift of Dalai Lama.
That is
India.
Buddhi.
Buddhi. Yes, it's from India.
This is Hindu temple.
Yes, Hindu temple.
Well, I think that because you are friends of God, and we are friends of God, we are all friends, and this is good. But I think that if I understand it well, that your aim is to reach people who are unbelievers or people who are atheistic, as you said before. And then I would like to know, you are not obliged, you are completely free to do what you want, but I would like to know if you go into these places or amongst these people, and there are many places and many peoples in the world where in these conditions, without faith, without spiritual values, because as for us, we hope so. We are good friends of God, and we are always in our prayers and meditation united to God. And to, but we thank you for your visit, for your and for this season. We are good friends all together. But I would like to know historically. Your work, I mean, if you go into these areas or into these places where it's possible. Like, for instance, take the example of Russia. Now you are in good relations. India and Russia, probably for Indians, is easier than for Europeans or for some of our countries or for Americans. Have you this problem? Do you go into these areas, into these places?
Yes, you go on.
Yes.
I went to Moscow.
Yeah.
I was invited.
And then, this is, because they need badly, they need this spirit of friendship with God and with His supreme values. And, you go Well, I wouldn't say to the Muslim world, because they are good believers in God, is probably they are more faithful to. And for instance, these areas of the modern world, like also in the States sometimes, because these big cities are like New York or Tokyo or Toronto and so on, these are cities where they are areas where spiritual values have no meaning for these people. It's a pity, and we have to come to be very open and very friendly. Ah, good, this is. And your method is meditation and prayer, if I understand it well. Your
two things method. We recommend two things. For the mass of people, is prayer, kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. So this is prayer. Hare means appealing to the energy of God. And Krishna is God. Oh, the energy of God. Oh, God. Please engage me in your service. This is the Saman Sarastayan Sarvi. Hare Krishna. Hare, oh, the energy of God, Krishna, oh, the Lord. Please engage me in your service. Because we are now engaged in the service of Satan, Maya. I think
Maya.
Maya. So, therefore we are suffering. Service we have to render. Because we are meant for rendering service. But when we forget God, then we render service to Maya. Therefore, it is the prayer to God that please pick me from this service and engage me to your service.
Mm.
Service is my occupation. I cannot become master. That is not possible. The Mahavadi philosopher, they sometimes say that we are now in Maya. As soon as we are out of Maya, then we become master. We do not agree to this philosophy. We remain servant even after liberation. We are servant here, and we are servant always, just like a citizen and government. The government is always master. If you do not accept the laws of government, then you are put into prison. There also you are subjected to the laws of God, or the government. Similarly, either in Maya or liberated, we are always servant, eternal servant. But when we are servant in liberation, giving service to God, that is our real life, our real happiness. But when we give service to the Maya, that is our miserable condition. So, in Moscow I had been, I had a long talk with Professor Kotovsky, the Indologist.
Yes.
So,
did you talk with people there? Were you permitted, were you allowed to talk with the people on the streets and so on?
Yes.
You were?
Not on the street.
Where?
Some of the royals, they came to my hotel.
I see.
So far I saw the people, they are very nice. They are very nice, but the government suppresses their sentiments. Everyone has got religious sentiments. The people is as good as in other places. I don't find any difference. It is not that the whole Russia is atheist. It is not that. They are as others, they are like that. And our philosophy is that everyone is God conscious. Simply, it is being suppressed either by the so-called leaders or by the influence of external energy which is called Maya. We have got a verse in this Chaitanya Charitamrita where it is said, that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Prabhu No. It is not an artificial thing. To make one God conscious is not artificial. God consciousness is there in the life of aborigines, most crude people. It has to be awakened by education. Sabranadi Shuddha Chitta, one has to be educated and he should be given chance to hear about God. Then as soon as he becomes purified in his consciousness, he accepts and begins to love God. So it is not an artificial thing, either in Russia or any place. Any human being, he has got dormant love for God. It has to be awakened by processes. Therefore I began that process which quickly awakens that God consciousness and engages him in the service of the love. That is first class religious system. Paro means first class. But simply a sentiment will not help. Therefore, a religion must be based on philosophy. And my spiritual master used to say this, that philosophy without religion is mental speculation. And religion without philosophy is sentimental. They should be combined. Philosophy and religion must be, or religion must be based on philosophy. Then it is perfect. We cannot separate these two things. Simple philosophical speculation will not have it. And simple sentiments, rituals, formalities will not work. They should be combined. So this combination is here in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
In our Christian faith, the love of God is joined with the love for man. Are you also interested in this love for man, for our neighbors?
Love for man is imperfect conception. Because God is for everyone. God is not monopolized by simply human society. Yes. The animal society, the bird society, the tree society, they are all living entities. So, according to our karma, they are differently dressed. That is the most important philosophy. That a soul is part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, the soul is now separated from the service of the Lord. And according to his desire of enjoying this material world, he has been offered different types of body. So either human being, or animal, or trees, or aquatics, birds, beasts, everyone, all living entities, they are all part and parcel of God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva-jyoni sukomteya sambhavanti murtaya. Can you find out? Sarva-jyoni sukomteya sambhavanti murtaya. Tathāṁ mahat jani brahma aham bīja pradapitā. There are different species of life, sarva-jyoni. Jyoni means species of life. And there are forms, different forms. But within that form, yes, really?
Sarva-yoneshu kunteya murtayak sambhavantiyah tasam brahma-mahar-yonir aham dija-pradak-pita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
So, from God's standpoint of view, we cannot take simply that to serve
the human being is to serve. Another point is that living entities, this service, according to Sanskrit conception, service is offered to the superior. And to the inferior, mercy. There are two words. Seva, the Sanskrit word seva, and daya. You know something of Sanskrit now?
Some words, yes.
Seva means service. The service is offered to the superior and to the inferior or subordinate. We offer our compassion. Similarly, as we are eager to give service, similarly we should be eager to be compassionate. So it is not very good idea. Just like in India, they say, Daridra Nara, some mission, that to give service to the human being and cut the throat of the animal. This philosophy is not good. Yeah.
But I learned something in the Bhagavad Gita. If I am not wrong, in the chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, yes, verse 64,
yes,
there is the affirmation that God loves man, you are beloved from me. And in some cases, we consider this affirmation as the very core of Indian religiosity, and we appreciate very much this affirmation of love of God for man. What do you think about this?
No, man, he is supposed to be elevated position. How to love God? That is really symptom of God. That Sarvajana says, just like if I have obedient son of my father, how can I neglect one son who is very stupid? Rather, if I say to my father, Father, this son is stupid, he does not give any service. So, please allow me to cut his head. The father will never agree. The father either is stupid son or very intelligent son. He is kind to everyone because they are sons. So similarly, if a man is real lover of God, he cannot cut throat of the enemies. I think therefore, Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. That is not. If actually one is lover of God, how he can give trouble, pains to others? That is not possible.
Excuse me, if I insist on the first question I asked for. Your aim, your most important aim, if I understood it well, is to bring the faith and love for God to man. No, this is your first aim. To encourage men to be
lover of God.
To become lovers of God,
yes.
Friends to God. All right. Do you believe? I mean now from the point of view of facts, of events, not of ideas, of events. Of reality. Do you think that there are many these men who are without spiritual ideas in the world of today?
Mostly.
Do you think so? And then you think that the men of God are a minority. Men of God are a minority. Like this you think. Well, and then I ask for a second question. Before I give to you an example, I have a hobby, as many men in the world have their own hobbies.
Yes.
My hobby is what I used to do when I am traveling, I travel a lot, I used to make friends among young people. Generally teenagers. then I choose always, I try to do this, people who are unbelievers, who are in difficulties, who are men of weak faith, who don't love, at least they say they don't love God. Because I think that we are few men who love God, friends to God, we are not many, and we have to go and to look for these people and for these areas or environments where these peoples live. And for, it is for this reason that I say always when I have good friends in Rome, priest, Catholic priest, well, go to an area because here is too many. They don't need you here, but go to, Stockholm or go to Copenhagen, where there are a few, really, also Christians, I mean Catholic or Protestants, they are all brethren. Well, but they go there because there are very few people who are dedicated to God. What do you believe about this? I mean, your society, your movement, your spiritual movement, is dedicated for this kind of people and for these areas or not? I ask, it's not.
For all.
For all. Well, also we are for all, but I mean, you have not so many people, you have some thousand people. Do they, do you prefer for this, your people, do you prefer that they go to a place where God is not known, where spiritual values are not estimated, or they go also to places where God is loved and God is present?
Everywhere.
Well,
it's like to go in the villages of Africa.
Yeah.
They are almost aborigines with their
local people.
Yes.
Locals, you see.
So, our process is so nice. That is recommended process in this age. The chanting the holy name of God. So, we chant this holy name of God, perhaps you are saying,
yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
yes.
We dance.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Anyone, even children, they join.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Even the children, they join.
Man, this is very similar to the Christian message. We bring it everywhere.
It's a common liturgy.
So, we have no such distinction. So, to the mass of people, we chant this Hare Krishna mantra. But when there are learned scholars, elevated person, then we present about our philosophy. And we have got so many writings, both ways, the mass and the class, or the scholars. Mm-hmm. We are prepared to meet everyone. Our mission is to make everyone, no distinction, that this class should be given preference, and that should be neglected. No. We have got instrument to awaken everyone. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can enthuse thousands and thousands of men to join us. And those who are advanced in philosophy and religious system, we have got these books. So we do not neglect anyone. We approach everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Very useful explanation.
And it is being effective.
Mm.
It is being effective. In our group we find Africans, Americans, Indians,
yes.
Europeans,
yes.
Canadians, Japanese,
yes.
Chinese.
Yes. And what concerns the Buddhist countries where God is not so, at least the person of the name of God is not so relevant. I am just coming from Bangkok where we had a meeting with Buddhist monks of Theravada. And have you also some movement, some kind of action to spread the love of God, to rise it?
Many Buddhists, they do not believe in God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, according to our basic conception, Buddhist philosophy is atheistic philosophy.
Yes.
But also practically, theoretically, yes, but practically, do you think that they're atheistic?
No.
Practically, because...
No.
Theoretically,
yeah, atheistic.
I agree.
Because they believe in Lord Buddha, that is. Because we accept Lord Buddha as incarnation of God, Krishna.
But also some of them, they believe, they take Buddha as a God, then they are believers.
Yes, Buddha is God. Buddha, that is stated.
We'll find. Excuse me, if I go back for a moment to this question, which is not that I ask if you are exclusive. If you go only to some, you go to all the people. I agree, this is not what... But because we are few, I give an example. Why, instead of going, suppose, to South Africa, where the great majority are believers, you don't go to Japan?
Yes.
This is more important, because you have not so many. If you go to South Africa, you cannot go to Japan, I mean, because also we are not so many. It's a question of possibility, of chances. Why you don't choose these, this is my question, these areas where Japan, for instance, is an area very atheistic, where yesterday I had this sect with me of the not perfect liberty. It's called of the Sokakakai, it's a different one. Mr. Koyama is the president. He came yesterday, Mr. Koyama. Well, they don't believe, as you said, this is philosophy. Welfare is happiness, but not in your meaning and in my meaning. This is only to ask. You go to Japan.
Because
this is very important. This is important.
We have got center in Japan, in
Hong Kong.
Are you welcome in Japan? People are interested, eh?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Recently, some of our teachers, they have collected $50,000 from the Japanese. They wanted to contribute me for my Vrindavan temple. But the Japanese government will not allow to let the money go out. Zero. And I've seen personally, when I went to Japan 3-4 times, these Japanese boys and girls, they're as good as these American girls. And that is my practice. Oh, they are my students, they offer me respect so much. The Japanese boys, without being my student, they offer the same respect. So I thought that the Japanese is very good. Everywhere. That I told you only, that the love of God is dormant in everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. It is the process to awaken that love of God. That is first class religion.
Yeah.
The matter is already there.
Yes.
Simply, you have to have it. Now that process, which happens very quickly, that is first class.